Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Smoking is a real problem, and it always has been, or has been for some time. Vaping has become even more, I would imagine, given the fact that it's harder for parents to detect that their kids are smoking, as well as the fact that it seems to create the impression that it is innocuous, and that is makes it much more fertile ground, unfortunately, for peer pressure. How big a deal is a peer pressure with regard to smoking? Dr. Belinda Blokland, chairperson at Clinical Psychology Forum. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Are you well?
I am indeed. So tell me about the problems that our teenagers are facing with regard to smoking and peer pressure.
Yes, that is a big problem. Peer pressure, of course, is something that's always been around and probably always will be around. And it's something I think that we all need to, as parents and as child care takers, we need to take very seriously. So obviously smoking is one of those things which always seems to get affected by peer pressure. And of course, with vaping now, it's a whole new game as well. And I think it's often seen as quite cool. And you know, as you said, there's this perception sometimes, especially among young people, that it's innocuous. It's not a health hazard as smoking is. So I think they feel a little bit more comfortable perhaps trying it out.
Mm.
But of course, we know that that's not necessarily the case.
And the fact that this peer pressure exists and that you need to be cool and what's wrong with you if you don't and everybody else is doing it, you know, we're so aware of it. And I would imagine our kids are aware of it. But yet it still continues to be a problem.
Yeah, it continues to be a problem. You mean peer pressure itself?
Mm.
Yes, it is. You know, when and it's usually sort of the early teens or all the way through teenagehood, that's when peer pressure really comes into play. You see it when kids are entering puberty and so on, because they have this great need to belong, and they use each other to sort of judge themselves. You know, am I okay? Am I doing what everybody else is doing? And they want to be accepted, and that's where the peer pressure comes in. You know, if you do certain things, you're going to be accepted by the group. So it's very, very difficult for them to resist that. And, you know, we need to find ways of helping them to understand what this is and how to resist it.
So how do we do that?
Yeah, and it's not easy, and there's no guarantees, of course. But I think one of the things is to make children aware of it from a young age. You know, you can't sort of, when it's already sort of got a hold of them in teenage years, to suddenly start talking about peer pressure. But from a young age, to help children recognize their individuality, that it's okay to be themselves, it's okay to be a little bit different, and it's certainly okay to say no, and how to say no. That's the difficult thing.
Mm. I guess it also starts with the information that even if your friends tell you that vaping or smoking isn't bad for you, it doesn't mean that it isn't. It still is, and here's the information around it, making them,
absolutely,
giving them the knowledge, which I guess is power.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. That is extremely important. Give them the knowledge about the things that you think are important for them to know. You know that they're going to be tempted with smoking. You know that kids are going to go into that sort of thing, and substances and drinking alcohol and so on, and to give them that knowledge of how it impacts the body, what it does to one's health, so that they, when they say no, they're saying no with an informed voice.
Do we know, are certain ages more vulnerable than others with regard to peer pressure?
Look, I think it's always there, but certainly from about puberty through the teenage years, peer pressure is very strong because of that need to belong. They're starting to express themselves as individuals. They're starting to individuate from the families, which is an important developmental stage. But, you know, you want them to go forward with the values that you think are important for them.
Mm. The truth is that even into adulthood, peer pressure is a thing. You know, you go to any party when there's a bunch of guys standing around and somebody says, no, they don't feel like a tequila, and the rest of the guys are going to say, oh, what's wrong with you? Come on, are you not happy for the host? Are you not, you're not a man anymore? You know, maybe not in those words, but there is definitely a tremendous amount of peer pressure that continues throughout our lives.
You're absolutely right. There is. Now, hopefully, once one reaches adulthood, one has some kind of skills to be able to resist that.
Not so much
you're
my
right.
friends.
It is always there. Mm. But for the youth, it's particularly strong. And they often haven't acquired the skills yet. You know? That's part of the problem.
Yeah. Very, very concerning and something that parents need to be very, very aware of. Dr. Linda Blokland, chairperson at Clinical Psychology Forum, talking to us about smoking, peer pressure amongst teenagers.